Parashas Yisroi is the parasha from Matan Torah. Very interesting to note that Yisroi is chosen to be the parasha of Matan Torah, and the pashtus that we just talk about, and as the first already speak about, why Rus is laying on Shavuos Matan Torah, the same Yisroi, because we were like Gersh, Yisgaya, Tikon, Shinoila, Domi, Kov, Klaias, we were like Gabriel. Therefore, Parashas Yisro is the parasha of the great Ger Yisro. But the Torah starts off the Yisro, what brought Yisro at this junction in time. Before Matan Torah, after, but it was around Matan Torah at the time, but this is the way you learn Pshatim. But Yisra, Mo Yisra, Koyin Midran, Choysi, Moishas, Kol Asher, Osel, Moishol, Yisrael, Amoy, Ki Yitzi, Es, Hashem, Es, Yisrael, Mi Mitzroy. Rashi, Es, Mashmua, Shomru, Bo. What hearing did he hear and come? Kriyas, Yamsuf, U Mechemes, Amolet. It's Gemara, in Zvachim. Kufta Zion. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf of Muhammad Samalek. We have to understand exactly why those things brought Yisroi to come. So the famous word that Sefer Blevin tells the word that Yisroi heard, it's one of the short words we say, Yisroi heard Muhammad Kriyas Yamsuf, the Gevaldik revelation, the inspiration in the whole entire world to see such great, great power, superpower, such a revelation of God's dominion on the world. And Sefer Shaldavar, at the same time, he saw there's a nation who could be so cold and so far from being into making that step. And Yisro understood that if you don't do something when you're inspired, if you don't take the step, you don't take the plunge, not only will you might lose, but you can turn into a Amalek and you could go against that something that's so truthful, so MS, and even fight against the Melchemes Amalek. That's the Shmua Shomru Bo. That's they say over and tells them when the Shiri Das, you play Bluff, whatever. I want to say another Mahalach. I give a whole Mahalach, the introduction to Parshas Kabbalah Sator. What is the most important thing that we have to realize? What was the most important message Klal Yisrael had to realize when they were going for Kabbalah Satoira? What is the message that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to hear? How do we approach Matan Torah in the right mindset? This week's parasha, we find a tremendous, tremendous insight in this, Rabbi Yisrael. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to that. But first we want to start with this insight, and we have to backtrack a little bit, Rabbi Yisrael, the parasha Amalek. In the end of parasha Mishalach, and that is parasha Amalek, the Torah tells us, How did Amalek come? Chisaron and Amuna. Which Amuna was the Chisaron in? So it's very interesting. The Parashas Kiseitze, which is the Ikka Parash of Zohar, as Asher Asah Asalach Amalek. So over there, Rashi says a little bit different. Here, Rashi says that the reason why Amalek came Vayovo Amalek Nomik Mikuzel and Mikuzel Loim Atom and Ibn Nech Mazum the Chotzer Chim Atem Amim Lahad Yashem Bikub Benim Oyin. What the Klai Yisrael is saying is Hashem amongst us. Chayeichem Shehakel Bo V'Noyshech Eschem. V'atem Tzoyakem Li V'teidu Heichen Oyin. You'll know where I am. Vayovo Amalek Moshe Lodom Shehikub V'Noy Aksefu. Das der Khoy Oyse Ben Roye Khayf zum Abe Tul Khayf ze. Tainli. Wo neusen leib khin shtir ve khin shtir pag ba dem khol amol Oyse Ben Roise Saba. Hey, the kid says, "Hey, you see my pop? You see pops?" Well, I mean, his pops are cold, but no pops over here. Where's pops? He said, what do you mean, where's pops? I'm carrying the whole time, giving you them the popsicles, giving you everything. So he pops them down, and the cow comes and eats them. Now you know where the Abba is. That is why Amalek came. In Parshas Kiseitei, the Moran says something else. What was it? Nimshicha Parshas Meraglim. It's a Parshas Amalek to Parshas Mishkolos. So says Parshas Dvarim. Why is it to Parshas Mishkolos? The Mishkol, that over there the Torah says, Hain said that, they have to be Mishkol. So there Rashi says, that's why Amalek comes, because we're not careful with the Mishkolos. So you have to understand, is there a stira here? Is it two different things? What's going on? Loshen Rashi. Im shakar to the midas of Mishkolos, are edoeg migirei ha'oyei. Shenema moizne izmir mastrei vas Hashem. Tzivasrei bo. Faith in Shailer, boy, said the parash of Amalek. We have the Inyan Rabbi Isai. The Torah said in Parash Amalek, Zocho Shasha Asolecho Amalek Baderech, B'tzeis Chavim Mitzrayim. What's the story of Baderech, B'tzeis Chavim Mitzrayim, Rabbi Isai? What's the Torah say, Baderech? Zocho Shasha Asolecho Amalek B'tzeis Chavim Mitzrayim, what's Baderech? Asha Korcho Baderech, V'yizayim Kol Anachshum Acharech, V'atoyi V'agiv L'yay L'kiv. And the law is we have to maichik amol b'tach zashmayin lo yisishko. Don't forget what amol did. What's the pshat Rabbi Yisai? Why the sinna gaval, the sinna sinna to amolik? What's the yisoid? So we said, I think last year we said a yisoid Rabbi Yisai, the very shmak yisoid, very, very yisoid. What was mamolik's kach? What was the melchoma? Where was the melchoma exactly, Rabbi Yisai? What exactly did they despair? What exactly did they dislike? In what exactly did they dislike in the Metzias of Klal Yisrael? What was bothering them with Klal Yisrael? Why did they feel they had to attack Klal Yisrael? What was irking them that they so much went out that they did, and Maisei they didn't dafka. They had a whole plan, what they're doing, who they're attacking. And this is this the time? What was bothering them, Rabbi Yisrael? So we said back then, we saw it, not to go into Arichas, Rabbi Yisrael, but we're talking in these parashas of Amunah B'tochen. We talked 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, parashas Boy, that the Baruch Shalom is in charge. He's in charge. We don't run anything. The entire world, everything that goes on, the British is in charge. We talked last week about the Inyan of Komad over the Kodesh Batav. This week we want to get to speak in another Inyan of Amunah Rabbi Yisai and wrap up the Amunah series. Let's get back to Torah. Everybody keeps asking, when is everybody going to speak about Torah again? So the Maisa. Another fascinating thing, Rabbi Yisai, which we have to delve into, we have to miss Boine, and this was the calm from Amalek, Rabbi Yisai, and this why Hashem wants a wife and a mommy tells Hashem, because there's a tremendous concept in Amun itself, and this why is no stira, Vardi Yisoida Yisoidis, was Amuna Obitochen, that's why Amalek comes, because Amalek has an issue with a certain Indian on Amun itself. And what is that Indian of Amunah Rabbi Yisai? They understand God created the world. In fact, the Medrash says they caught off the milas and they threw it up. They said, Bereshit, you're up there, not down here. their fight and their kampf is on one specific Indian, Rabbi Sam. And that's Hashkocha Pratis. The Indian of Hashkocha Pratis, that is a specific and very, very unique and very, very explicit Hashkocha on each individual, especially in Klal Yisrael. That each and every one of us is a Diktuk Godol Ma'oid. With every single individual, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach Prati Pratis. Besides that he's running everything in the world, and besides the Mekol Manda, but we have to understand and delve into this Yisod of Hashkocha Pratis. And this was they were irked with, and has saw the tremendous Hashkocha that Klal Yisrael is being run with. And therefore, the Diktuk Hatsuma of Baderach, Vitzayis from Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was going on a specific Hanhoga Pratis. Hanhoga with Klal Yisrael. We have a specific Hashkocha Pratis, Hanhoga Pratis of Klal Yisrael that no other nation has. And in that, we have a specific, in our individual, Klal Yisrael as a whole has a specific Hanhoga Pratis that chides anybody else. Baderech, we were going Baderech, we had a specific Derech, that's what they were attacking. And that's why, if we're not careful, Mishkol Sumidos, what are Mishkol, that's what he said, fascinating last year. Mishkol Moise, what's the use of a Mishkol? The Diktuk, Rabbi said. The Diktuk in the Mishkol is to be exacting. The problem when you're not exacting is you're not getting into the true MS exactly what this thing is and what's supposed to be. And if you're not exact, so you're cheating. Because that's not exactly what he's supposed to get. He's supposed to get Mida, Keneged Mida, the exact Mida. And the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tremendous lesson in Mida, Keneged Mida for Klal Yisrael, Keneged Mitzrayim. And exactly each Klal Yisrael had that Hanhoga Pratis, Hanhoga Miuchedes of the Abba, the Klal Yisrael, Baderech. So we cheat in Mishkolos, Mimidos, the boy said that we don't, it's a simon, there's a chesaron in the Hashkocha Pratis. In that Hoga Pratis. And that brings the enemy called Amalek. Amalek can't stand, can't have shaykhs without Hashkocha Pratis. They don't want to have anything to do with that. They believe that Baruch Hu created the world, but in the running of that Hoga Pratis for the Klal Yisrael as the Ummah, and the specific running for each individual, that's a steer, Rabbi Yisrael. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a melchemes, a molek, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to wipe them out. Mitachas HaShemoyim. Because Tachas HaShemoyim is the Hashkocha process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically with Klal Yisrael, in Hanhoga, Miyuchedes, and it's so mutam to each individual, Rabbi Yisrael. There, when a person doesn't misbinding in that, he doesn't take out from that tremendous lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. Tremendous Mida, which is supposed to bring, we'll see later, to a tremendous Ava in the Bari Yoyla. When a person understands that Klai is as a Ummah, that we have an Hanhogam Yuchedes, not Shayat and all the Ummahs. We're different from all the Ummahs. We have a different Hanhogah, a different Mahalach, a different relationship with Bari Yoyla. And that relationship is an Hanhogam Yuchedes for Klai Israel. And not only Klai Israel as the Klai, but the Mr. Israel, the Ploni Israel also. And this is the camp of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is Vayishma Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisrael was the one. Sheshoma Kriyas Yamsuv, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisrael was the one. He heard the whole thing. He heard that whole picture. He saw the whole picture, Rabbi Yisrael, of Kriyas Yamsuv. That in Kriyas Yamsuv, the specific Hashkocha Pratis of Klal Yisrael, that there was 12 different levels, and there was fruit and man and everything for each individual of Klal Yisrael. Asher also lechol Moshe, he's beside Moshe with all the Yisrael Amoy. He did for Yisrael Amoy, the Ava. And the Melchemes Amalek, where they were koifer in this Mida, Keneged Mida, which Yisrael himself saw, which Yisrael understood even more than anybody. Dr. Brisker Rav, Yisrael, says, Yisrael says later on, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yam Mitzrayim. The Medrash goes wild. There was no one who said Baruch Hashem till Yisrael said, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yam Mitzrayim. Yad Parashah Hitzil Saham Mitzrayim. Atu yodati ki gigodo Hashem mikodem ki vador Hashem zodu aleyem Chazal darshin b'kdei Hashem bishu bon ispashu. The Targum says it means that they got mida keneged mida, but not only mida keneged mida what they did to Klal Yisrael, but the Targum says ki vadova Hashem chashivu what they thought. So the Brisker of Meir, the Meir says in Soiti in Aleph. Gimel Hoyer Voisa Eitza. Three people were by Paros Eitza. Who were they? Bilam, Yisroi, and Eoy. Says the Chazal, Bilam, he was an accomplice. He stayed there and he was an accomplice. He was Nidoin. He got his punch by the Yom Becheref. Eoy Vushosak, he got Yisurim. You do it, Shem, the Bishop of also. What's trying? He got Yisurim. No, he didn't do anything. When it hurts, scream out, even though you can't do it. Guy's pain, he screams out. Oh, by screaming out, it's going to help the pain? No. But he screams out if it hurts. If he didn't scream out, obviously didn't hurt enough. Man, he got Yisur. And Yisroi was Barach. He ran away. They're contemplating what to do to the Jews and everything, what to do to them. He's Barach. But he knew the whole plot. So when he, even in Sovah Shodol, it could be there are certain things that never, they did the Klal Yisrael. But he knew the specific part they wanted to do. So when Yisroel saw Bnei Yisrael's punishment, even the Chadov HaChashivu, he read their minds, the Ashkocha, what's going on in everybody's mind. Now Yisroel was in the spoil from the Ashkocha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reading the mind, giving me the connection, me the measurement for measurement. Everything is perfectly designed. In the me the connection, me the Ashkocha Pratis. And how everybody, how Klal Yisrael survived and went through the Midbar with a tremendous Chavivus of us. And this was what brought Yisrael to Miskai, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'etzer, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the Yisoid HaYisoidus for Achon of Matan Torah. If you want to tell a guy, how do we prepare for Matan Torah? What is the mindset? What is the thing we should be thinking? You know what we should be thinking, Rabbi Yisrael? We should be thinking the thought. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and cares for us, not only as an Am of Klal Yisrael, but as individuals of Yisrael. As individuals. That's why one Sfarat Yigur Moshe writes in Strash Moshe in Parash Bamidbar, that's why Parash Bamidbar is the buffer Parash. Tosfos Megillah 31b, we're supposed to lay before Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to lay in the parasha of the Kalala, two times a year. Once before Rosh Hashanah Etzem, once before Shavuos. We lay in parashas B'chukoisai, before Shavuos. It says the Gemara, is it a Rosh Hashanah? Yes, it says yes. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, but we need a parasha Elon. It says twice, but we need a buffer parasha. Toys Lamalav over there. The buffer parasha by Midbar. Why is that the buffer parasha? The reason is because the Yisod of a Midbar is Asroish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Count each individual. Give them the Hashiva. Su'u, lift them up. Tell them that he's Hashav. Tell them that he's unique. Tell them that I care about him individually. Count them as an individual. His specific individual. Su'u, Asroish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What are the words? How Kodesh Baruch Hu give? And Moshe Olam Kim says the Helik Torah. Vayikre Elav Hashem and Arleim Akoy Soim Ale Beis Yankiv. Visage Liv Israel. Atem Reisem. These are the words. And Rashi says later on. Like Pochas Vila Yoise. Eila Advarim. Only these are the words of Klal Yisrael should hear before Matan Torah. Atem Reisem Hashem Asisi Lemitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim, the tremendous honors they did because they started up with you. How much I care for you individually. For I saw Eschem al Kanfei Nishorim. I took you on Kanfei Nishorim, Rashi. Like an eagle that carries its prey. Al Knofov. Because the other oifers are worried what's going to attack from above. But the eagle, he's not afraid of anybody. He's just afraid of what? The arrows. He's one of the chaitz. And mutov shetikaneis bi. I'll take the arrow. I'll take it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's for Esau, Eschem, V'avi, Eschem, Eloi.
V'yatam shmo tishmu b'kol shmo b'yisvisem segula m'kol ha'amim. I want you to be a school in m'kol ha'amim. You are different, you're unique, you're special. Ki li kol atem ti yuli mamlech es koinim v'koi kodosh. Eil ha'dvorm l'posle yans. Das is the achor of a kabbalah ha'tayra. We have to know who we are. The godless. The greatness of each individual. And how much the Kodesh Baruch cares for us. How much he took us out of Mitzrayim. From the people that were trying to destroy us physically and spiritually, and Hashem took us out. Lakach goy mikerev goy. The Ashkocha miyuchedes on Klal Yisrael. How Hashem cares for us as a am. And then we go into Matan Torah. That's how we start. We come into Matan Torah. That we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the nation of Klal Yisrael as individual, how much He's watching over us specifically, Rabbi Yisrael. And each and every one of us in Pratiyistik, Rabbi Yisrael. And it could very well be, Rabbi Yisrael, Lefi Zeh, could be many pshatim. You go to the Aseret Sadibris, Rabbi Yisrael, Anuichi Hashem Elokecha. It's all Lashon Yachid, Rabbi Yisrael. Rashi says a pshat, it was a Pesachon Peh. But the Kodesh will talk to us specifically, to each individual of Klal Yisrael. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Hotzeisicha. Hotzeisem. Hotzeisem. This is the Achronim of the Baal HaTorah. I took you out, specifically you, Yanku Belchbaum, and Shmuel Felchbaum, and you, each and every one of you, I took you out. And I'm having a connection specific with you, and I'm Ashkiach on you, Proteus. And now, when a person understands that he's chashuv, when a person understands who he is, when a person has understands how much a Kodesh Baruch Hu is endeared in love with him, and how much he cares for him, and how much he's watching over him, and how much there's so much hashkocha on him, Rabbi Yisrael. Now we go to the Kabbalah, the Torah, HaKadosh, Rabbi Yisrael. Now we go to, with that feeling of confidence, a feeling of love, a feeling that we're somebody, Rabbi Yisrael. That's how you walk into Mount Torah. That's how you come to Mekabel the Torah person. On them, you can't learn the Torah person has to have godless Adam. He has to feel who he is. He's somebody. How much Hashem cares about him. This is the lesson of the whole Matan Torah, the whole parish of Yisroi. Yisroi saw the Shemesh Hashkocha of a Klal Yisroel. How much Hashem loves them and cares for them. I'm joining this Ummah. Nochemes Amalek, how much is there's a distaste for Klefa Amalek because they're fighting against this Hashkocha that's Miyuchad, Baderech, V'Klal Yisrael. That's the nation that's be uprooted with Talas HaShemayim. The Klal Yisrael is here to bring out the godless and bring out this Midah in the Oifen HaNir and Nikla HaOtzum of how HaKadosh Baruch was in love with us and Hashkocha Protis. And Klal Yisrael stood and said at HaSinai. So we say in Yoyna Motzah, it's alright when we say in Yoyna Motzah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. We stood and we say Shema Yisrael. It's a medrash, it says in the Kabbalah, it's a Torah, the Mekabel, Omoch Shemayim. Voshtein in Shema Yisrael, Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, says the Goyim, Mashkiach, Protius. Hashem Echot, as Rashi says, we saw Hashem Echot. But to feel that Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashkocha Pratis, that was Maimon HaSinai, Rabbi Yisrael. And you can't walk into Maimon HaSinai without an Amunah Shleimer, Rabbi Yisrael. In Hashkocha Pratis for Klal Yisrael, Hashkocha Pratis for Reb Yisrael. You can't walk into Mount Torah without that, Rabbi Yisrael. You can't accept the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And you can't go to learn the Torah without feeling this Hashkocha Pratis on each and every one of us. And each and every one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loves individually and wants to see us successful and wants to see us being miskasha with Him, Rabbi Yisrael, because Torah is a love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Kras Kala. But it has to be a first understanding that the nation of Klal Yisrael as a whole is the Kala, is Miyuchedes, is Mamlechas Kohen, Migoy Kadosh. And an individual, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Vo'eso Escha Makan Fin Shorim. That's how you walk into Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. You walk into Matan Torah, you walk into learning Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The only way to walk in is with feeling that there's a Meredik Hashkocha, a Meredik Ahava, a Meredik connection that a Perish Barshom has with us and wants to have with us. And then you can walk into the Kabbalah Torah, Rabbi Yisrael.
And if you don't think about that, Rabbi, before you walk up the Torah, Rabbi, it's nish the zelba learning, Rabbi. It's not the achonis for Kabbalah's Torah. When a person wants to really get a connection to Torah, Rabbi, the connection to Bari Olam, you have to realize and think about the Hashkacha Pratis. How much Hashem cares for me. And with, like we said in the Shmuz last week, once you feel that Ahava, once you feel that the Baruch Hashem cares for you, you want to do your utmost for Him. You want to Meshabit Libay Lashamayim. Once you realize that He's mamish looking out for your back, you want to go ahead and Meshabit yourself to His Torah, to His mitzvahs. It's a two-way love affair, as we spoke last week with the guy. Ahava Rabba, we say, and then we have to Shem Alekecha. The Ahava Rabba is with Shema, Hashem Alekecha, Hashem Echor, Hashem Alekeinu. You feel the Hashkocha. Then we'll have to, we pay it back, we'll have to, while you are drawn by Ilal Avecha, we go to the Arabic of learning of this. But a person has to work on this thing of us. We don't think of speaking, we don't misbind this enough of us. How a person has to think about Hashkocha Pratis, first of all, Klai, so as the Ummah, look, Mark Twain's famous question, I don't understand this nation, they were persecuted by every nation in the world. How is it all the civilizations, the Roman civilization, this civilization, you know, the Aztec, what was that in South America, all these there, the mummies, the Sphinx, all these civilizations passed off. What is it about the Jew? And he ends up Tzorech Ian Gadol. Question mark. Mark Twain's famous question. But we know Rabbi Yisrael. It's the Torah. It's the Avam. Shabbach harbonu mikol ha'amim. Shabbach harbonu mikol ha'amim, Rabbi Yisrael. Shabbach harbonu mikol ha'amim. Rabbi Yisrael has to say that problem with such Avam, Rabbi Yisrael. Rashi, I think about Metzia Pehei, says on the Gemara, Shaloi Berchu B'Torah Tchila. Pehei Amid Beis over there. Shaloi Berchu, which bracha was it? Shabbach harbonu mikol ha'amim. More in the Torah and Peah, but also the more in Peah and Bar Metzia says, "Amah of the Eretz, what did we lose it? We lost Eretz Yisrael." Rabbi said, "Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Shalom Baruch B'Torah Shabbach Harbanu. We didn't feel the Habach Harbanu. We didn't feel the Hashkocha. We didn't feel Hakadosh Baruch's Bechira of us." Rabbi said, "So we lost Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the land." Rabbi said, "Where any Alakecha of Amireish Hashana with Hashkocha Pratzim Yuchedes Alecha the Hemshich of Torah." Rabbi said. And a person has to work very hard on this thing, Rabbi said, to work, to understand, to see in his own life. Klaus as a whole, to look through the history and every see what's going on, Rabbi said. The Nazi Germany, how they wanted to destroy us, and all the people that were survived, where the Klaus as a whole, and the Inquisition, everything that we persecuted, Klaus, well, Am Yisrael, Chai, Rabbi said. The famous mice of the Panovich of Rav by the Arch of Titus, right? The famous story. The Panovich of Rav came into Rome because we had a fundraising and he came in late at night. It was raining. And he says, take me to the Arch of Titus right away. And he comes to the Arch of Titus, the Panovich of Rav, and he looks at the arch with the picture. He depicted the Romans carrying out the menorah. It's carved into the ground right over there. And the Bonavitch Rav says, Titus, Titus, you tried to take Klaish or destroy the nation, you tried to get rid of us. But here the Bonavitch is standing and saying, we're alive and well, we have a nation who's learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael. To see the unbelievable growth of Torah, when the nation of Klaish was, everybody thought that was it. There wasn't going to be another Jew. To see the growth of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, after the Holocaust, what Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Gifta in the book, he went with Elie Meir Bloch, they were in New York, and the Elie Meir came to America with the Motel Katz, and they came to open up the yeshiva in Telz. They were in New York right before opening the yeshiva, and they came into an old bookstore, and they asked the owner of the bookstore, they had all these little different Judaic articles, menorahs, old menorahs and old things. And he asked, do you have any sparim? Maybe I have a ksois achoshin. So the guy that was selling over there, he got up on a ladder, he was looking around, he pulled it out, he found the ksois, blew off all the dust. And he gave it to a Leib Bloch. He says, yeah, you can purchase this, but I just want to tell you two things. First of all, if you think about starting Torah, bringing Torah to this country, forget about it. It's not going to happen. give up. And secondly, take care of that ksois. It might be the last ksois that's ever sold in America. The boy said, ah! How many people are learning ksois today in America, boy said? Which Rimitrovsky's knows without, but how many people are learning ksois? In America, ksois is created in millions of ksoises, thousands. And that's Israel, ksois. Take care of the ksois. It might be the very last ksois that's ever sold. The burdens, hashkocha, protas on Klal Yisrael, that we can continue to exist, and we can, and the growth of Torah, by says, not shayach, by say. But more than that, a person has to take the time out, by say, to think about his own hashkocha, protas, and the burdens, and watch out for the Rebbe Yisrael. Individual yid, how much hashkocha protis Hashem alakenu, it's chutz from the klal Yisrael. Anuichi Hashem alakech, Rabbi Yisai. We were in Torah, or Rabbi Yisai. The Mashkiach, we had a Baruch Hashem, had a very nice shaykh, a good shaykhis, Rab Zedel, Epstein, Zatzal. Rab Zedel used to tell us at that time that we should take a booklet. We should take a booklet. He said he has, if you want, and print it up. It's individual Hashkocha Pratis booklet. And to write down, Rabbi Yisai, your stories, individual stories, Rabbi Yisai, that you had in your lifetime, Rabbi Yisai. And to take it out from time to time, mechazik yourself how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after you, Rabbi Yisai. It's such a chizik. Avada v'yad v'chazik b'toch, Rabbi Yisai. But when a person sees the Hashkocha Pratis, and it happens many times in a day, Rabbi Yisai, you're going out now, you just have to get to a certain area. All of a sudden, a guy stops you. Where are you going? Mamish to that area. That place itself, Rabbi Yisai. I came to Yeshiva. I think it was in Torah Or days. I came in the snow to Yeshiva. So on the way back, I used to stay till late at night. I went back home a little earlier. Those times, Torah Or used to go back maybe close to one, whatever, quarter to one, whatever. So I got in a little bit early. I thought it'd be a little hard to get it. People don't know snow in Yerushalayim. It snows. It's mamish, you know. It's mamish, not shaykh. So I got a cab a little way. When I came out of the street, it was like a cab. I took the cab, and the cab took me to Golden Meir. That long bus called Golden Meir. Anyway, I got to Golden Meir. That's crazy. It's still snowing a little bit. No one's on the road. Deserted. And even I, like I mentioned to Kim, you want to take? He says, "No, I ain't going near Ramat Shlomo. That steep hill, they'll have to dig me out in the morning. I'm not going anywhere near that. I'll drop you off on Golden Meir there, and you have to walk home at night. It was snowing. I had boots. I didn't have boots. I don't know. It was like 10:30. All of a sudden, I start walking a little bit. This big van pulls up, and the guy's saying, you know." He says, I say, Ramat Shlomo. He says, it's unbelievable. I live somewhere else. But I happened to pick up I was in a chasna, or I was near a chasna. This whole family was waiting, and they have to go to Ramat Shlomo. So hop in. Okay. I hopped in, and he let me off mamish in front of my house, because that was exactly the way the family needed to go, right near there. So you look at the story, man, wow, what a coincidence. They happen to be that family. Is it thinking about the Hashkocha Pratis, not Shaykh, Rabbi Yisai. Not Shaykh. A person can have so many of these mice, and then he gets, oh, where is Hashem when I need him? Take out your book. 2 weeks ago. The Mechazik and Amun, Rabbi Yisai. The boys, some of the Bellim hold, we could tell it over. So when I was a younger Avri, I remember I got inspiration for the Shmuz, and let's go back to the beginning of the Shmuz, my Yisrael, when you get inspiration to do so, I took out a notebook and I started to write mice. So I still have those two mice, those are the last two mice in my row, I wrote down the first couple of mice in that book that I wrote it down. And the first mice I had, Rabbi said, was when my wife and I were newlywed, so we went for pay, we got married in Elul, Tavshin Mem Tez. So for Purim, we went back. My wife has a very big family in America, so we'll go back to visit the family. So we left after Purim. And we went to America. As a young couple, you're coming back from America. So, I don't know about the men, But women like to buy a few extra things. Understatement. Anyway, so we show up two people. Everybody knows me. I'm going to try to figure out how old I am. But Lamaisa, there was an airline called TWA. It's extinct now. It's the dinosaurs. But there was an airline called TWA. So I came to the airport and I was mama's very nervous because I didn't have too much money. We were still a young couple. I wasn't a shiva yet making so much money. So Lamaisa, I came to the airport and I, with like mama's my suitcase, we had like mama's maybe six suitcases and a toaster oven, of course. Every young girl has to buy a toaster oven in America, Hamilton. Anyway, we come to the airport with our six suitcases. And I told my wife, I don't know what's going to be. They tell us, and Lamaisa wasn't being ready, like, you know, we allowed them like four, maybe six or seven, we allowed four, then it was as long as allowed two, but we had two extra suitcases at least, and the toaster oven, and every single wig was overweight. Every single one. Overweight was also an understatement. Anyway, so we get to the airport, I'm going crazy, you know, first of all, I don't know how much you're going to charge me, but, you know, maybe we'll get, we know, sometimes you get bechesed, you get this lady or this guy, his baby chesed, you know, just throw it on, or you put your foot under the, no, anyway, no, chesed for showing you, to be honest. But the maestro, you get to the airport and you put your thing, so there, you know, the overweight ones, okay, so that's maybe the most for three extra bags, how much does it cost anyway? But I said to my wife, just in case, we're overweight, whatever it is, you know what we'll do? I had me my boyfriend. I forgot what man. Someone was there. They had this old. Everybody was also ancient. They had these old army duffel bags. You know, with the old loops around the top. And okay, so I threw the thing in. This is my suitcase. That old army bag, duffel bag. And the mice, I said, you know, we get stuck. We'll dump it in. Okay, we get there. I start putting my things. Oh, sure. We got a big black guy, Schwarzer. Mama told me, he says, sir, sorry. I said, what's the problem, sir? 20 pounds overweight. I said, that's insulting. I said, oh, and I don't mean you. I said, the bag. The bag is 20 pounds. Okay, just let it. No, 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 sir. $89. I'll never forget. What? Every overweight bag, every extra bag, you have an extra overweight bag, is $89. $89 making a cheshbon, Hashem Yerachem, and the toaster oven. Anyway, the mice, so I said, okay, there we go. Open up all the bags, the duffel bag, get it out. We're trying to open up Amish, everything, my socks, everything, throwing it in there, filling up a full duffel bag. Now, boys, we got Baruch Hashem, I think we got all everything underweight, at least to the exact weight. So we put the four on, but now we have four bags. The kids are four. We have four bags allowed. Now we have left. We have the two, and now the third duffel. It's three, and now four extra bags. So the guy's saying, "Okay, sir, what's with the extra bags?" I said, "I don't know. I'll try. Maybe somebody had." The kids are one after the next. People, when somebody came to take a bag, yeah. The next one, can you take it? I got a second person. The toaster oven, we got it on our side. But it was one problem, a very big problem. I look at the duffel bag, it has loops. But I realized, you need a rope. Small problem. I can imagine Ben-Gurion, Haynes, coming on there with a conveyor belt. Oh, that's mine, excuse me, sir. But anyway, the Maisa, so I'm Mamish going, oh, what am I going to do now? Mamish promised you, I know that is. I looked to my left, there was a rope there. Not a rope, mamish, a rope. I started going through the loops. Exact. Mishkolois! Exact! The rope, exact. I looked till there was a rope. I started putting it through the thing, tied it up, and then he was about to get that. They thought mamish is like a half hour, 4 hour. A guy comes, a businessman. I said, please, you take. Yeah. And I waved to the Schwarz. Have a nice day, sir. I didn't pay a dime. I got all the things on and the rope, Rabbi said. Where was that rope from? Exact. The chizuk of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashkocha pratis, Rabbi said. Unbelievable. One more story because it's so early. Rabbi said, we do fundraising. This a lot of guys heard it, but this is such an unbelievable story. Not shy, Rabbi said. Every day you say, I'm mechim tzadei gover. Unbelievable. I was in Muncie. And I was going fundraising for the yeshiva. And I was looking, I was going a very rough day. I was thinking, I go here, go there. I said, you know what? I don't know what to do. Nothing going on. No one's answering. I'm going to go to the shul to learn, which I try to do. If I don't have a call, I go to shul or go somewhere to learn. I wait till after mincha. Maybe by now something will happen. Nothing's going on. So I was staying at a house close to on Carlton. Remember, it's Carlton. Next to Carlton, there's a Beis Medrash. The wine shul, it's called. Really, wine shul. What's it called? I don't even know. And there's a yeshiva there today. And he used to have a yeshiva there, wine. What's it called? Shari Torah. Really, Walmart yeshiva. Right. So anyway, so but there's a shul there. The wine was ready. Remember, there was a wine shul. Anyways, I'll go there. I was the first to walk to another. Everybody knows Muncie blogs. I went to him. Got up in the morning. I said, you know, I was staying at a certain person's house. I don't want to disturb them. I want to get up early. Go to showers. So I'll walk to the street, to Vizhnitz. Not that far. Everybody knows that block on Carlton. You know, wow, it just doesn't end that road. Anyway, the kids, I was mom was tramping back. You know, anyway, I can get back. But anyway, Bolomaisa. So I go to the close space Medrash, and I go there. It's like 2.5 hours before Mincha, and I come to the door, locked, closed for the winter. No, Chazal Shalom. Bolomaisa, it's locked. So I look in the sun. Oh my gosh, it's like 2 hours before Mincha. What am I going to do? It wasn't so, I don't know if it's cold, that's what I mean, I had to say, but I said, I want to go inside Beis Medrash, have Sfarim, learn a little bit. Anyway, there was no Masifta outside. Anyway, the kids are, before the Masifta. Anyway, so I'm looking, you know what, I'll go around the building. Maybe there's a window I could jump in through, climb in through, somehow to get in. Maybe there's another door on the other side, I don't know the shul's away. So I go around, walking around the shul, I come around to the front of the shul. And as I'm coming around, Ramesh, unbelievable, as I'm coming around, a guy walks out of the shul. He walks out that second. But you have to think that every chilek of the Hashkacha brought, he walks out that second. As he's walking out, the door, Ramesh, closed before I could get the door, it closed behind him. That was a door that once it closed, you couldn't get in. I said, oh man, what could go wrong? I find the guy came out, what's he doing there? This guy is not from Muncie. He happened to come from New York, he came from some Sheva or some Pinyon Ben that was in the shul earlier. I guess he stayed to learn. I don't know what he was doing there, but he was there. So see, if I would have gone to the shul, I would have missed this guy. He would never have, but he saw I missed it. So he said, what's the problem? I said, listen, I'm here, you know, I need to want to go learn Mincha. I'm waiting for Mincha. He said, what's the problem? There's so many shuls in Muncie. I'll take you to another shul. Okay, the guy from New York sent there to take me to the shul. And if I would have came around a split second after he was a little further up, so he could be one who turned around. I don't know if he would have gotten to the car. I came a split second. It was like just enough time to miss the door, but he saw that I had to go in. Exactly. Take you to another shul. He takes me like a 10-minute drive to Rabbi Levitan's shul. He took me. And I know Muncie was like my first, you know, my first year, second year, raising money. And Muncie made my first, the second time there. I didn't know too many shuls. I didn't know too many shuls. Or he said, I'll take you to another shul. He said, he takes me to Olympia Lane, I think it's called. And he takes me to the Levitan shul. He takes me to the Levitan shul. I come to the Levitan shul. I'm looking around. Maybe I know somebody, you know. Anyway, I daven Mincha. After Mincha, I see a guy who I hadn't seen in 20 years. And he was a friend of mine. He comes over to me and he says, we meet up and whatever, we finish Mincha. He says, wow, it's so great to see you. I haven't seen you so long. Unbelievable talking. He says, you don't understand. This is crazy, he said. I'm in Muncie. First, he lives in Brooklyn, but he was in Muncie for the summer. He had a house in Muncie. And the Mice, he says, I have never, ever, ever come to the shul the whole summer, maybe a few summers. I always go to a different minyan. And the Mice, I don't know, this day I came to this minyan for some reason. Now I know why. But Maisa, Baruch Hashem, he had a few bucks. We met up. He says, come over to my house. You collected for yeshiva? Oh, gevaldik. Come over to my house. He wrote me out a fat check of us. He was worth for the whole thing. See, that's unbelievable. He said, the Matzah is so in love with us. We don't have to think about it. See how much he cares. And to think about the Hashkacha project of us in our own lives, to write it down, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, if a person works on that, that's going to bring a person to understand that the B'nai Shalom is mamish involved in our lives very intimately as a husband and a chassid and gala. And therefore, that will give us the impetus and the push Vayishma Yisra to come and to want a mekabel Torah. and to stel tzur to the Torah, and to learn the Torah, by asma de gedoyle, and become gedoyle Torah, to be zoicha, to an emes a kabbalah satayim.